This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation, Cowboys, Eagles, Sunday. We got pregame, Eric and Brian, postgame, myself, Zach Wolchuk, alongside Brian Broaddus. Your predictions, 877-881-1053. Give me a bold one. What's your score? Who steps up? Cowboys' path to victory, or the Eagles going to get their first win at AT&T Stadium against the Dak Prescott-led Cowboys team since 2017? We got no Dawson today. We ticked him off so much yesterday, apparently, that he said, I'm not coming in, guys. You guys can do it yourselves. It's not the fact that he's going to Colorado to coach a soccer tourney. He got so upset that Bobby bought us a couple of shot skis and that I said, hey, Lucius, go ahead. Take the 6 o'clock LA Live instead of taking 5 minutes at the end of the 5 o'clock hour.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Maybe. I don't know. He was so personally offended by that. He said, oh, I'm out of here, guys. Take the Friday show yourselves.
Yeah, I love watching the screen. I seen him fall back a little bit after that. He was like,
wait, what are you?
I seen his hands in a prayer mode, like, hmm.
We went long with Jake. We had
hey,
issues.
Damn, dog, it's 4 minutes, fam!
you're not prepping for that all day, and it's one of our best segments? Like, come on, you deserve a full segment.
I heard him namasteing at one point.
So mad, bro.
Trying to lock in.
I tried not to look at the end of the table at that point. I just kept so my mad. Eyes somewhere else. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess the morning show let the cat out the bag when it came to the 9 o'clock segment when they were discussing the worst takes of the week. And I guess he let Bobby know, please don't get my guys shots like that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think
yeah,
you guys did a heck of a job myself. Had a good time
with you.
Think
we held our own?
Yeah. I cleaned up all the glasses after you. I think I counted 11.
And Bobby had about 9 of those. To be fair,
I don't know.
A lot
man.
Of those were Bob's.
I don't know. I saw a big old. I think I saw you squeezing that Dos Equis lime in a big old beer.
Were you squeezing?
Yeah, we were just hydrating by the end of the program, and that lime went a long way.
It was high quality H2O.
Shout out to Big Surge.
I will say this though: I've never seen anybody. How many wings did you eat in 3 minutes?
That was incredible.
That was 12. Honestly, I was kicking myself. Like, why didn't I get the 18? What was I doing? Not getting the 18 yesterday.
Do you enjoy it when you eat it that fast?
I do.
Lucius, you do?
I don't really know any other way.
Savor it.
Yeah, I don't know any other way.
Lucius, he had his mic above his head, and I was watching him eat, and they were like going in two at a time, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Well, when you get the smoked wings like that, it's really just falling right off the bone.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful. But, I mean, opportunity at Twin Peaks.
It was
offers.
Impressive. It was impressive how you were eating those wings.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It was delicious, man. You get the half lemon pepper, half buffalo.
Twin Peaks doing it right. Shout out to Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie yesterday. Absolutely. That was an awesome time.
That's Bobby's guys, those Twin Peaks
guys.
Yeah,
they are. Each drinks and scenic views. We got a big one. Cowboys and Eagles, 9-4-5. Cowboys 27-24. Another 2-1-4. Cowboys going to win it 40-17. Now that is bold. 22-17 Philly. Going to be a shoddy game. So the 2-1-4. I think he meant something else. Mickey's 30-27 Dallas from the 903.
We got to get to the bottom of this microphone situation. Everybody's texting in about horrible echoes. What is going on? What is happening? Do we have a rogue mic that's on in here?
So whatever they're hearing it from, I don't hear it on my end here.
Okay. So we're clearing the cup. That's good news.
And shout out to our engineers, bro. They've been working so darn hard, fam. I feel...
Yeah, they're grinding.
Oh, my God.
They're grinding. This is nobody's fault. This isn't a lash out. Like, I just want to make sure that the Tolos are hearing crisp Wooly Bully and Brian Broaddus.
Well, you're also very uncomfortable because you let us know right before the mics came on that you've got to go really bad.
Yeah, it's settled. You know, there's something about the lights turn on and everything's settled. I'm good now. Yeah, don't have to worry about it.
Boys, I am going Cowboys 27-24. Brandon Aubrey walk off. Mm. They get the win.
Okay,
I think they're going to run the football well. I think Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are both going to have themselves a day. I think Pickens gets the touchdown. I think Dak has a rushing touchdown as well in this one. Nice little QB sneak on a third and goal, calling that one from Brian Schottenheimer in the bag. I love when Dak does that. And I think defensively, they are going to force Jalen Hurts to throw his first interception in gosh knows how long. I think that pass rush.
It's a Giants game.
That's when it was?
At New York.
The night game that the Giants won?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going back, what, a month at least, probably?
Yeah.
So, I'm believing in Quinnen Williams and the interior being able to take advantage of a wounded Eagles offensive line. I think they're going to be able to rattle Jalen Hurts. I think the Cowboys are better equipped to handle him scrambling because they've got more team speed now. DeMarvian Overshown being on the field is going to help. Malik Hooker being back. I think he played his best game even before the injury. He wasn't great. He played his best game against the Raiders. So I'm buying in on some of these defensive additions. I think they find a way to get it done. Eagles are due for an L.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, this has been tough. I've been kind of going back and forth in my head on this one. By the way, it sounds like on the radio dial, everything's clear. I think that there's a YouTube or Twitch situation.
It's a YouTube
where we're
problem.
With some
most of the text coming in through YouTube.
So you can send your hate mail to Carter Freeman.
We love you, Carter Freeman.
At carterfreeman.com. I think as much as I want to pick the Cowboys in this game, and there's a lot of reasons too.
Are those reasons too? If you're not going to pick them,
there's plenty of reasons to pick the Cowboys in terms of just the way the Eagles offense has looked. And now without Lane Johnson and like how much are you really buying into the performance that the defense had versus the Raiders? I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do versus the Raiders that is giving me confidence that you can do it against almost anybody else. Let's just be real about that. The Raiders offense is as bad as it gets, especially their offensive line. And I know the Eagles have had their struggles, but they are just one of these teams that just finds ways to win. And so I'm still just going to stick with that. I think it's going to be a super close game. I'll go 24-23.
Yeah, I picked Philadelphia 24-20 is what I did.
24-20?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and listen, I love Dak's record right now. At home versus divisional opponents, and it seems like, I mean, it really is only a matter of time before this thing just starts to combust on the Eagles, and so maybe this is the week. I am certainly holding out hope. I think it's going to be a super tight game. Yeah. Should be a really fun game, but the Eagles defense as well.
Yeah, the Eagles defense
is playing at such a high level. Do you trust the Cowboys offense?
I think having Dean back in the game for them and also the addition of Phillips will. And I think that another. I think the biggest thing overall, I think that Dick Fangio has the. I think he has the understanding of how to play Dak, and I think that's something Dak is going to really have to fight his ass off through this game, because if you go back and kind of look at the history of it, it's only three or four games, but he's kind of held Dak in check, and Dak kicks everybody else's ass, and for a half. He kicked Dick Fangio's ass the other day.
He did. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we had weather delay, and then we couldn't do anything after that.
I think the Eagles defense is playing much better now than they were.
Well, you'll have Jalen Carter.
They're going to have Carter back. They got Dean, Phillips. Even Adoree Jackson at times has played better, and you still need to attack him. I have a feeling that it's just going to be one of those games where Dak is going to just have to. If they win it, it's because Dak battling through. You know, it's going to be him.
Mitigating pressure at an all-time high level like he did versus Green Bay.
It's going to be rush four and hope that that Dak can avoid and make things happen. But it's you're going to get that cover six. You're going to get it where it's going to be two on one side, four on the other, and he's going to put guys in position. He's going to make Dak have to read coverages, and Dak has been good reading coverages. The play-action game has killed Philadelphia this year. What's one of the strengths of Dak Prescott? Play-action game. you know, they need to find a way to – Dallas needs balance in the worst way in this game. They really, really do need balance. They can't turn this into rushing four all day facing out against Philadelphia. Not with the right tackle situation the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Philadelphia's got some compromised problems, too, that they're dealing with. I just kind of feel like that Dick Fangio in this thing is might be the difference.
Yeah, I mean, look what they just did to Jared Goff. I mean, Jared Goff might have just had his worst game ever.
Yeah, he did.
Certainly in a Lions uniform.
And we know, you know, some of the differences with Goff on the road, and they got pressure on him. They did a great job against Amon-Ra St. Brown, but there was no Sam LaPorta. We also found out Sam LaPorta is done for the season now. He's going to have back surgery.
That's huge.
That's a massive loss for the Lions, and the Cowboys are going to be playing them in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But I just, to me, at home, you've got your full complement of weapons.
I hope you're right.
Offensive line, I think, gelling together.
I hope you're right.
I'm just... The Cowboys, even when they stink,
they need this game.
Yeah, they
do. And then they need the Kansas City
theory.
Yeah, they need this game. They need the Kansas City game. They need to, you know, they've yet to go on one of, as much as I disdain Mike McCarthy, they haven't gone on one of those Mike McCarthy win five or six games in a row streaks. And they need to do that now. If they really are serious about getting in the playoffs or being a part of this, they need to put some games together. They need to find a way to beat Philadelphia, then go beat Kansas City on a short week, you know, and then go be, you know, find a way to get something done against Detroit. But they've got it. They get too many games early in the year when they were playing with guys that are probably going to get waived here. You know, they're probably going to find a way to get Malik Davis on the roster. It's probably going to be Bridges the corner, who's been out there playing and giving up plays and all that. He's probably going to be the guy that's gone. So you've replaced a lot of guys. I just hope it's not too late.
Yeah, I mean, you've dropped. That's the thing is, like, you've
dropped some ridiculous games.
Right,
you've put yourself
the
in
the Arizona
in a
game is a ridiculous loss.
Yeah,
Chicago in week 3 after 0-2, and they're not sure which way they're going there with that offensive line at the time, and you don't go up there and win. Carolina, you let them run all over you. You know. I mean, give Carolina credit. They won a game in Green Bay. They have the quarterback throwing for 100 damn yards. But still, those are just ridiculous losses right now. It's time for you to have some ridiculous wins is what you need.
Well, we have some pretty ridiculous confidence with the Tolos right now.
I love it. I like what the Tolos are doing right here. 27-24, Cowboys take the win. That's our guy, Mr. Reed. We got Eagles 20, Cowboys 37, Middlebrooks in Springtown from the 469. 27-14, Dallas, beginning of Philly's downward spiral from the 2-1-4. Cowboys,
right.
33, Eagles, 30, 37-20. We do have 6-1-0, Eagles win. They might be an Eagle fan, but a lot
What's 6-1-0?
There's a lot.
I'll look it up.
There's a lot of Cowboy optimism. This week, there surprisingly has been a lot. I thought that I would kind of be a lone wolf, and I guess between the three of us, I am picking the Cowboys to win. But the Tech seems to be feeling like, you know what? This could be a special one. Now, I don't know. Do they win, and then are they able to carry that over legitimately and stack some stuff? And Kansas City could be a different story. You know, the Lions could be a different story. But I think the Cowboys match up well with the Eagles. I think Dak plays the Eagles well.
Yeah, that's in Pennsylvania.
And the Dick Fangio point you made, Brian, I agree with you. Dak certainly, he's got to win his battle. And I think offensively is really where this thing is going to hang. Because to me, the Cowboys offense has to show up in all of these games.
Yeah.
That's the unit you felt confident about that has the potential to be amongst the best, if not the best, in the league. And if they don't hold up their end of things, then you don't have a shot.
Yeah.
I think the defense is going to be better. But it's still the offense is the reason that we've been thinking this team's got a shot.
Make Philadelphia chase points in this game. Number one in the league when it comes to three and outs. They enjoy punting. You know, I mean, they're let's be honest here. You know, you get them off the field, but every time they punt or give you the ball, go score. You know, that's make Philadelphia have to chase this game. If you do that, you're probably going to win. Philadelphia on offense the last several weeks, just not good enough. But their defense is outstanding, and the quarterback hasn't turned over the ball.
Malik Hooker returned to practice today. He did not practice yesterday. That was a personal reason, according to Brian Schottenheimer. Solomon Thomas also at practice again today.
He was limited the
previous 2 days.
Okay, here's the plan for Solly Thomas.
Yeah?
They practiced him yesterday. They're going to practice him today, which he did. Hopefully they'll see how healthy he is tomorrow. Kind of what we did with Beebe. Remember, it was real close and all that. Maybe we asked Stephen Jones. He'll maybe say trending in the right way, something like that. But if he's they feel like that he got through the two practices okay, they're going to play him in the game on Sunday.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Stars got a big win last night over the Canucks. Miko Rantanen, did you see his goal?
My gosh.
Holy filth.
That's special.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. Just a wicked backhand from Miko Rantanen. He's been unbelievable this year. Otter was also fantastic. Robo scored in his fifth straight game. Maverick Bork chipped in. They get the win in Vancouver. And the Stars right now just stacking up points. Number three in the current power rankings, according to The Athletic. Right behind Colorado, and I believe it was Carolina at number two. Mm. But, man, Otter was in his bag after what was, you know, not a great game the one before.
Kind of fumbling the puck around. What was he doing with
little
that?
Little leaky. Yeah. But it was great to see Miko Rantanen. And Robo really has been fantastic. I mean, he's just one of these guys where if there is a rebound opportunity, he just kind of lingers in front. Mm. He will bang that thing home. You got to make sure you get a body on Robo. But I was stunned, fellas, last night. I did not give Houston much of a chance. It was the neck of Davis Mills. Might need to look at him differently. Three straight wins starting for Davis Mills. Might be making himself some bread here. Houston, eight sacks of Josh Allen.
That's crazy.
And I was the dumbass that said that Buffalo had a chance to be a Super
Holy
Bowl team.
Holy moly, three turnovers.
And by the way, they don't circle the wagons worth a damn.
They weren't circling.
You say that anymore, I'm just totally yelling at you.
I'm going to keep saying it, but you can yell at me. 23-19, Houston gets themselves a big win and a big L for Buffalo.
That's 6-5 now for Houston?
6-5, three wins in a row, probably getting Stroud back, and Buffalo falls to 7-4. I mean, what are they, two games back now? Possibly going to be three games back of New England in the AFC East?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy what the standings look like right now in the AFC in particular. I mean, my gosh, you have teams at the top like New England and Denver.
Everybody we picked is say that we're going to be in the top of the divisions are right there, right?
not
one of them.
We all picked the Colts. Yeah. We all picked the Patriots.
Sure we did. Yeah.
Of course we did.
Absolutely we did.
We know how this goes.
We're football guys.
Denver,
don't you damn
definitely
forget
picked.
It.
Yeah. 100%. I actually did pick the Denver one. And Eric was on New England.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't have him winning the division, though. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be sitting here at 9-2.
Yeah. Did you not have him winning the division?
Getting some home field advantage cooked up right now.
Didn't you kind of think they were going to, like, win seven games?
I thought they were going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, like
I thought they would get to, maybe 10
tape?
Wins.
Can we go to the tape on that?
I heard him say it a bunch on our Bet Nation show.
I had one bold prediction. I mean, I limited myself to one.
I overexerted.
You know, Walchuk did. He overextended himself a little
Lions
bit. He had about
now,
five or six.
Might happen.
Yeah, the Lions might happen.
Wait, does the bet? What are you doing saying it on that show? Why aren't you saying it?
Say it on this show. Anyone who's listened to this show for the last probably 6 months knows that at least on one occasion they heard me say the Patriots with the easiest schedule in the league.
I've got my guys back.
I buy into Drake May. I buy into Mike Vrabel. I bought into some of the things they were doing defensively, even though defensively I think they have some issues. They certainly can't really run the ball that well.
What did you just say?
I said they were going to be a playoff team.
I bought into their issues that they're having right now.
Well, I just like the Milton Williams signing. I like the Robert Spillane signing.
But it was the schedule more than anything.
And the schedule in particular.
The bad schedule.
Yes.
And that would be a reason for them to be able. And they have. They feasted on the bad schedule. But the Bucks win, I thought, was pretty impressive. Baylor officially announced their AD, Mac Rhodes. He's resigned from the school. Yeah. He was on a leave of absence. He's officially gone. They also did say Dave Aranda is going to be back for next year.
Yeah.
Baylor Bear fans, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. How do you feel about that one? A lot to get to. We will talk with Stephen Jones at the top of the hour. Biggest L, biggest dub at 240. But let's get our G-bag of the day, Champion, and our top 10. The top 10 franchise-changing plays in Cowboys history. What says our encyclopedia, Brian Broaddus? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In the nation.
All right, it's a Football Friday here in the nation. Great to have you in. 877-881-1053. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champion here. And, of course, the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in about 15 minutes. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. And into the Pimp Cup we go for the G-Bag of the Day champ.
Now let that thing breathe. It's a fire beat, you know?
It is, man.
It almost bankrupted a whole record company.
Did it really?
Yeah.
What's the story?
They got this without a sample. Yeah, and the dude was like, nah, fam, run me my money. Run me my money. Y'all didn't clear that sample. All right, IG back in the day winner so far. This is day one going for two for this young streamer. He was watching the Falcons game live, crashed on out. Yes, he did. He crashed on out, poor soul. He was upset about Falcons wide receiver Darnell Mooney.
Listen to this.
Off the motion from Sills.
This Darnell Mooney is ass. Darnell Mooney's ass, bro. That fell off. That Mooney fell off, man. I'm about to crash out on this bitch ass.
And it will be third down.
This fell off. Goodness gracious, dude. You could catch for Kirk Cousins, but you cannot catch for Penix. You f***ing racist ass, raccoon ass, catch the f***ing ball, bitch ass. We should have left your ass in Chicago and rot, you bum ass bitch. You f***ing suck.
You crying, bro.
You suck. Damn, you f***ing suck.
Call him racist.
Was at the
side. You should have left your bum ass in Chicago. You not catching that. You suck every week. You little skinny. I'm tired of your punk ass.
Damn.
Man.
Jeez. So
aggressive. I know the feeling.
Bold.
Yeah, I get it.
I would never.
Especially watching that Atlanta Falcons situation down there. Yeah. I totally get it, bro.
Yeah, big expectations.
I have that problem with LSU.
Yeah?
That's why I have to watch games by myself. I can't watch games with other
people. So is
start
LSU,
screaming about 18, 19-year-old kids in a very disturbing way.
One time, when I was living, and it was an apartment, I was on the second floor, I almost threw my ottoman, you know, you put your feet up on.
Yeah.
Almost threw it through the back window.
Okay.
I was that mad. It was a game.
Did you have it picked up? And then
I had it picked up. It's like Les Miles, they got down to like the Ole Miss 2 or 3 yard line, and Les Miles had a timeout. And he basically let the clock run out, is what he did.
Oh, no.
And I stood up, and I picked up the ottoman, and I was going to throw it through my back window.
And you picked up the whole damn thing? Just in one motion, stood up and picked it up?
Yeah, I just... I
whole house smelled like Ben Gator next day, by the way.
I swung my feet off it and started screaming, and I picked it up, and then I realized, like, what are you doing?
Proud of you.
Because I literally almost launched that thing right through that back window, for sure.
You were what, like 50 years old?
Oh, it wasn't that long ago.
So LSU,
grown ass,
more so than watching the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, you know me, but you've seen me get mad at the Cowboys,
which I love because I try to tame myself a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I did.
I've seen you punch a hole in the drywall before over there, right there. You got a few holes, in fact, covered up with photos and stuff.
I sat there one time and watched the game with Wolchek, and I have a notepad. And, something happened.
It was the Tolbert offsides.
I took that thing and I threw it right at the TV in my notepad.
It's the most mad I've seen him. There's been moments, but that was number one. And I don't. It was the second time in the game he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one, too, because wasn't it a big play?
Yeah.
Didn't they get a big play out of it?
Yeah, and they called it back.
Yeah, it's a little mental mistakes, right? Like having a timeout, not using it, lining up offsides, stupid stuff like that.
The LSU
shock jock stuff.
I exactly knew what that guy was going through because I do that with LSU. I do that with LSU.
I think everyone listening that's a fan of any sport or team, we've been there.
It can bring it out of you.
It can.
No
it's
question.
It's emotion. It's passion, unlike any other. All right, let's get to the top 10. Shout out to the morning news. I've had this one stashed away. Felt like on a football Friday, let's do this thing. 10 franchise-changing plays in Cowboys history. 877-881-1053 if you've got any. If you want to join the conversation. Did get a few texted in. Tim in Carthage. Jackie Smith, 1979.
Has to be the sickest man in America.
Drops the touchdown. Yeah. Yep. The Hail Mary, obviously, from the 903. That's going to be on here. We'll get to that. Roy Williams with the horse collar tackle. Jerry made reference to that earlier today. Called him a linebacker.
Yep.
Took away his finishing move.
He was never the same after that.
Yeah, never the same.
Never the same.
The hip drop tackle
guy. It was after the TO injury that they really went at it. And, it is. It's like the hip drop, the horse collar. It is. It's a dangerous tackle, but you got to get him down on the ground, right, by any means necessary. Not anymore. Number 10, Larry Brown winning Super Bowl MVP.
What was Neil O'Donnell looking at?
I ask myself that every day, Broadus.
He just drops back and throws him. Here, let me,
goodness he did.
You thought somebody had money on the game. That was Neil O'Donnell that day.
I've gone back and watched that game recently again. It was dangerously close.
Oh, yeah.
That thing got eerily close. Yeah. And Larry Brown, if it weren't for Neil O'Donnell gifting him those two picks.
Crazy.
Yeah, that one could have gone a different way. But shout out to Neil O'Donnell. We love you. And for Larry Brown getting that Super Bowl MVP. Cashed in. Didn't he get a big contract with the Raiders after that?
Sure did.
Number 9.
Oh, we were such idiots.
You can say that again.
Oh, no, I was just saying.
That was it?
Oh, we were so stupid.
I like when you get
that
to your
dumb Mike Lombardi.
December 26th, 1970, Brian.
Okay, December. Is it after Christmas?
Cowboys' final playoff game in the Cotton Bowl. This one's overlooked, they write, probably because it was a 5-0 win over Detroit
Lions, yeah.
But it was a turning point for the team breaking through the door. A first-round exit would have made 5 straight playoff trips without a Super Bowl. In a game that was all about the defense, Craig Morton was 4-for-18 for 38 yards and a pick in that one. Mm. But Mel Renfro intercepted Bill Munson inside the Cowboys' 15 as the Lions were driving for the potential game-winning touchdown. This was the greatest win we've had for the Cowboys. I don't think there's any question about it, Coach Tom Landry said afterwards.
Yeah.
So shout-out to Mel Renfro. That was a big turning point, made him legitimate.
Yep.
Afterwards. Number 8, and I can't believe this one's not higher, because this always, I will go to the grave. This is probably going to be number 1 for me. It's the Dez catch, no catch.
Yeah,
11,
dude.
2015.
There's no guarantee that Dallas would have stopped them.
You're right.
But you got to take that chance.
Yes.
You got to take that chance. And the thing about it that was so fascinating is that earlier in the year, Dallas had gone to Seattle and just slapped them around running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be the possibility. Again, you get past Green Bay, you were going to go to Seattle with the opportunity. That team was built to play Seattle.
Physical at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. offensive line.
And as rough as that defense was that year, they lived off of being opportunistic.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason,
no speed, no pass rush though.
But they would find a way with the game on the line to just get a stop.
Yeah.
They did. And that's why I know what people are saying, because when, you know, they give it back to Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers doesn't give the ball back. But if you're up, if you get the lead there, it's a different mentality with your defense stepping on the field.
I would have loved to have seen – I'd love to have seen Romo hit Cole Beasley running across the field for the first down and then Dallas drive and kill as much clock as they could,
yeah,
then score. That would have probably been your only chance. It was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life. I tell everybody I was standing literally 10 feet from it when it happened. And when that ball was coming, when I saw what Romo had done and that ball in the air throwing at us, I'm going, you've got to be kidding. And then I looked down and Sam Shields had no chance. Mm. No chance in that one. Dez was all over him on that one. And so, man, it's one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life.
7, James Washington crushing the Buffalo Bills. This was the second Super Bowl in Atlanta. You had 13-6. The Bills were up at half. James Washington changed it all. 46-yard fumble return for a touchdown, tied the score just 45 seconds into the third quarter. Washington then forced another fumble, intercepted a pass in the fourth quarter, led the team with 11 tackles. Really,
should have been the MVP.
He should have been, yeah. And it went to Emmett, who certainly in the second half, I mean, Jimmy said, Emmett's talked about it, if you watch, you know, America's Games or any of these NFL film stocks, it's like, look, Emmett, we're running you here. Yeah. And they did, and ultimately he leads them to victory, back-to-back Super Bowls. But James Washington forced a fumble, recovers a fumble, gets an interception, scores a touchdown, has 11 tackles.
Yeah.
What a game for James Washington.
Deserved it for sure.
Tony Dorsett setting the NFL record. 99-yard run for a touchdown. Took 36 seasons for Derrick Henry to tie that record.
Monday Night Football.
And they only had 10 men on the field.
Sure did.
Number 5, Bob Lilly against the Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
He sacked a Bob Greasy, 26 yards?
29-yard
loss. 29 yards,
29-yard loss. Yeah. Throws his helmet down the field.
Well, that was
after the disappointing loss, and he gets the revenge the next year in a 24-3 drubbing of the Dolphins.
Super Bowl 6.
That was a big one.
Super Bowl 5, they got beat by the Colts. Jim O'Brien kicked a field goal.
Mm. Number 4, we go to Bullet Bob Hayes, 1966. Opening day at the Cotton Bowl, Cowboys put on a show. Beat the Giants 52-7. Bob Hayes outracing sprinter Clarence Childs on a 74-yard touchdown pass from Dandy Don Meredith was called the Great Race in the papers the next day. Asked afterwards if he was surprised Childs, who had a decent angle, couldn't catch him. Hayes said, nah, he's just an old 9-3 guy. But that was, I mean, Bull Bob Hayes changed the game with the cover 2.
Yeah.
You had to find, I mean, he was blazing.
Yeah, but I tell you what.
Was he the first guy to really be able to take the top off like that in like a revolutionary
and
way?
Then, and then the Raiders started to figure out guys like the Cliff Branches and people like that. The thing that was interesting, the one thing that neutralized Bob Hayes, cold weather. Like that Green Bay, like the Ice Bowl game and stuff like that. Bob Hayes was maybe the most useless player you had on the field that day.
It's hard to be fast when it's freezing.
Damn. Yeah, could not run, could not do anything. The cold was the only thing that stopped him.
Top 3 franchise-changing plays in Cowboys history, courtesy of the morning news. Number 3, Bart Starr.
The sneak, the Ice Bowl.
Yeah, 1966 NFL title game.
Yeah.
Jerry Kramer lowering his pads to get under Jethro Pugh.
Yeah.
And there goes Bart Starr.
Yep.
Now, if you do, and I've seen it, the clips, did look like there was a false start on that play, but what's done is done.
Well, I think the officials were trying to get that thing over with.
I don't blame them. It's freezing. Number 2, and a lot of texts came in, Alvin Harper.
This is the San Francisco game?
Oh,
my guy right there, bro.
Alvin Harper. Alvin Harper was so darn good.
I told you, this is the story when I was at the game, when I was at Candlestick Park, and I was in that box with the San Francisco people, and they were talking about how bad Dallas was, all the Dallas fans were, and people from Dallas were terrible human beings, and they didn't know I was from Dallas. And I sat there and listened to it the whole game, and I was like, when he caught that ball, and I'm screaming, literally, run, run, run. And, like, everybody, like, turned around and looked at me. I said, listen, all you MFers have been talking about Dallas all day. I'm from Dallas, and so F you all.
Yes.
And John Dorsey, who I was with, you know, it was his friend's box. John Good looked at me and goes, Brian, we got to go.
Well, I don't care. We're going to the Super Bowl now.
I didn't care. I did.
71 yards.
Working for the Packers at the time. I had all my Packer gear and stuff.
And Michael Irvin's telling that story of that play. Oh, yeah. It was so awesome.
It was incredible how it happened.
Is that supposed to be his ball?
Yeah. He's like, no. I'm going over to Alvin's spot. And then Troy says, well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if we get the same coverage if Michael lines up the other way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Lucius, what for you? How old were you during the dynasty of the 90s? Like, what was that like?
What was that? Fifth, sixth grade, maybe around that time.
It was
electric.
Like, as a kid, that's kind of prime sports watching.
It boosted the economy here in the DFW. Things changed. Like, all you had to do was paint your car wash the cowboy colors, and all of a sudden, everybody's lining up washing at your car wash.
Wow.
People's lives changed during that run, dog.
It's just special.
Man, looking at Alvin Harper, 1994, he averaged 25 yards per reception.
He killed us in the game.
It was amazing, right?
He was a high flyer.
You know, you play like in the street with your friends and everything. Yeah, you line up, I'm Alvin Harper. I'm Alvin Harper. I'm out here. You know, you're that guy. Man.
MBD,
Mike and Alvin.
No, he was
where did
awesome.
He go when he left?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa. And then he finished what, with Washington? Or he went to Washington for
a
year.
Bummer. But number one franchise-changing play is indeed the Hail Mary. Roger in 1975 finding Drew Pearson.
The old Met.
Closed his eyes and said, Hail Mary.
How about, I believe that the Met, that was next to County Stadium in Milwaukee. Both teams were on the same sideline.
Oh,
that's one of those places, the old ballpark, where they didn't have two different sidelines.
That's weird. And then the stadiums where, and we still have a couple of them, I think, in college football. And Buffalo's like this, but where like they have to go into the same tunnel to get to the locker rooms.
Yeah.
That's just inviting to me a problem.
Yeah,
possibly a fight to break out. Like, I think Michigan State, that's what happened with that.
For sure.
They got to go into the same tunnel. It's like, this, you're just asking for a problem here, but there's your top 10.
I love it. There we go. All right, Stephen Jones at the top of the hour, but coming up next, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Some text coming in about the Romo drop snap against Seattle. That was one that probably should have been on that top 10 franchise-changing plays, 100%. Who knows what could have happened? Who knows about Bill Parcells? Does he decide, you know, I want to keep going? Maybe that team goes on a run. But it is time, before we get to Stephen Jones at 3 o'clock, for a little Biggest L, Biggest Dub, Eric.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week, more importantly? Where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. Shout out to our guy, Woody in the 214. Biggest Dub this week was not having to lick his OU and Cowboys wounds because they both got big victories. And he's picking OU 38-21 over Mizzou, Cowboys over the Eagles 40-17, playing with big time confidence, that Woody. Now, he doesn't note anything about his sobriety from the benzos and the opiates, so we can only hope that Woody is still staying strong, but he's on such a heater that he doesn't even feel like acknowledging it anymore. But Woody, if you want to confirm that to us, we would greatly appreciate it. 469, Biggest L, I tripped on my way into Madison Square Garden. Look at that. Yeah. Rolled the ankle.
Brian?
Yep.
Biggest Dub, though, he was sitting four rows behind watching Dylan Danis get jumped.
Oh, Dylan Danis. Yeah.
Danis, excuse me.
That dude's a bleep hole. That was wild. That was right before the main event at UFC 322 last Saturday. And that goes back to the Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov beef. Because it was one of Khabib's guys that was fighting. And Dylan Danis just, he got. Yeah.
Who was the guy you just said?
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Dylan Danis.
Not Danis. The guy he just said. That was pretty impressive how he rolled that thing off.
Appreciate you.
Well, Wolchuk's he's a combat sports guy.
Tried to be.
He's a combat guy.
He absolutely is, man. That guy will get physical with you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. 903 took an L.
Tequila drink.
Yeah, tequila and
vodka.
And violence. That's what Wolchuk does.
That's what we do.
Reginald and the 903 took an L on promotion. Someone else in his office got it. Pretty bummed, trying to keep his head up.
Is that awkward when you see that other person?
Well, he's saying congrats to Michael on the promotion. Buddies. So I guess him and Mike, like, you don't have beef with Mike. Like, you guys are both hustlers. You're both grinding. You're both hungry dogs. And you're both trying to eat. It's like there's a respectful, competitive nature there. If you end up beating me out, then so be it. I got to shake your hand. All is fair, but it still bleep you to the judges. Or in this case, the bosses.
How about when Michael goes to his office and shuts the door and you're still out there in the cubicle area?
That hurts, man. That does. Yeah. That does. Every once in a while, Michael invites you in. Hey, why don't you enjoy the view from my office? Have your lunch in here.
Sit on my lap.
Come in here and you can come in here and complain about management, you know? Close the door.
Let's see. 903, Biggest Dub, my urologist prescribed me a low dose of Cialis for my prostate health. Big L, my wife could care less. It's a bummer. That was supposed to be like one of the silver linings. That's like a Viagra situation.
Yeah,
is that
the one with the tubs?
Yeah, the two tubs.
In the tubs and holding hands together?
Yeah.
That is so always been so strange.
How does that affect everything else physically, Broadus? Like when you take it?
I've never taken that product.
Oh, really?
I never have. No.
You've never done one of those pills at all?
I'm afraid my heart is going to explode if that happens.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You are kind of teetering on that.
Yeah, I'm teetering on. I got one foot in the parking lot, as is. But no, I'm afraid that that would be something that would probably do me in, which might not be a bad way to go. But
well, I mean, after the smelling salts, you might be right. That incident was bad.
But that Cialis, they used to be a big sponsor, like the PGA Golf. They'd be like in the middle of like this, it's coming down to this. And then they'd go to the Cialis commercial and there'd be two people sitting in a tub looking at the hillside.
Why is it always the tub?
I don't know. It's strange. They're just sitting in tubs.
That was their deal.
Holding hands.
It was like
how often are people tubbing together anyways? How many people have the real estate to do a double tub situation?
Well, exactly. And we're promoting
evidently these people do.
I guess so.
And why are you going to be in separate tubs? Don't you want to be in the same tub?
You would think. But again, just the general size factor.
Its job because I remember it. So I guess it was good advertising.
Yeah, but I never did any of those products. I'm worried about a heart problem. Like something could happen. That's what would bother me.
No, that's a real thing. It's a real thing. Yeah. I think we lost like a influencer of some sorts. Yeah. Gosh, can't remember his name. Yeah, he died with a lady.
Yeah.
Just on top of that girl.
Oh, wow. Just mid-coitus.
Traumatized the hell. Traumatized that lady.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Imagine the questions
you have. I can't remember his name.
Imagine the questions you have to answer. You know, like when you do you call that in?
Well,
you,
yeah.
You call that in?
You got to call it in.
You got to call that in, right?
There's a naked corpse on top of me right now, officer. Can you help me?
Can, well, what
is it Kevin Samuels?
Yeah, Kevin Samuels, RIP. Yep.
Was he old?
No.
Young buck?
He was a younger guy. Gas station D-pills.
Yeah. Oh, so he's the gas station one.
Yeah, I think it was like Red Bulls and stuff on top of that. You know, they have the stamina. Got him.
Emptied the tank, man. Yeah.
So if something like that happens, do you dress him? Do you clean him off a little bit? Because isn't that a crime scene? Because you done did some.
Yeah, you can't tamper with evidence at that point.
No, you put the cover on him, right? Don't you just kind of put the cover on them?
Cover the sheet.
It is a fact, right, that when someone dies, they immediately relieve themselves.
I heard about that. I'm not sure. I'm afraid of that. That's why I try to stay empty.
In case I die somewhere.
I'm not going to.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Luke crapped himself too, man, by the way. Yep, crapped himself in the truck.
See, stinks in here.
See, but I'm like an organ donor. We all know that. So, like, if I crap it myself, they're going to want me? They're going to still want all that, right?
Yeah,
well, I think if it's a standard tradition, so to speak, when someone dies, they crap themselves, then I think they're probably plenty used to it. But for the lady who's laying under this man, and now she's getting crapped on or whatever, while dealing with the dead body.
Yeah.
I mean, the therapy that she must have had to go through after that would have been endless. Probably in it right now. Mm. Around the clock. That'll scar you, man.
Yeah.
Make you never want to get intimate again.
Yeah, no. Ever again.
Like, no chance. No more Red Bulls, no more gas station.
Any other time you give somebody else, you're traumatized.
Yeah.
Why are you breathing so hard? Calm down, fam. We can be here all night.
Yeah, that's PTSD at the highest level. That's scary.
Mm.
Appreciate that, though.
Yeah, he was in his 50s, so.
Yeah, there you go.
I was in his 50s,
and you're asking me questions.
That's pretty young, man.
Like,
you know?
Oh, chief. You're like, oh, wait, brought us. How does that work?
I was just trying to get an expert's thought.
Yeah, guy you know dies, I mean? Yeah.
But I wasn't familiar with the death by dinger pill, my apologies.
Kind of pick it up a little bit over there, please.
All right, I'll pick it up. Let's see. 903 Big Dub got a new job this week. Congratulations to the 903. That's probably the guy that outbid the other dude for the promotion, and that's probably Michael. 928
Shout out to Michael.
Biggest L broke multiple things at work. That's tough. That could be somebody from this station breaking microphones and whatnot.
Yeah.
Biggest Dub, son is about to compete in two of the biggest judo competitions in the United States of America this weekend, going down in Irving. How about that?
It's a big deal.
Might be something to pull up on, man.
Judo, no.
469, Big Dub, fantasy football team, 11-0 undefeated.
It's impressive. Good for you.
Maybe he's in one of those leagues where he knew he was going to be taking advantage of these.
Just like a four-person league. Know? Everybody's team stacked.
I got my neighbor Bart, who's a sweetheart of a man, old enough to probably not want to take the dinger pills as well, but he's doing the first ever fantasy football league. And so he's like knocking on my door daily, asking about lineup
set my lineup, please.
All that kind of stuff.
Who should I pick up? He's playing like four quarterbacks.
Yeah. Okay, this is good, man. I would love to read all these texts. We just don't have time because we got Stephen Jones joining us here in just a few minutes. But, I didn't even get to touch on the actual the national L's that were taken this week. Oh. So we'll hit on that a little bit later. I'm excited, man. We're rocking and rolling.
All right, looking forward to that. But we do have to step aside. Stephen Jones, your Cowboys COO, coming up next. Next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.